The NBA playoffs are here, but it's not just basketball cards that are hot. Today on Sports Card Investor, we've got some football, baseball, and even some soccer cards topping the charts.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love.
Sports card investors, and welcome to another episode. You know, they say all good things must come to an end, and for me, that is my vacation. I am about to head back home after what has been a lovely vacation to Florida. However, I cannot leave without first bringing you one more episode, a top five episode, because the sports card market is hot, and we've got some great cards to talk about today. So let's jump right in with our first card, card number five, in today's Top 5 Hot Cards episode, and it is the wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Bucks, Chris Godwin. Now, many of you know that Chris Godwin, product from Penn State University, drafted in the third round by the Bucks back in 2017, and really considered by many, even before the Bucks signed Tom Brady, to be one of the top young receivers in the league. In fact, his stats back that up. Last year, he was actually third in the NFL in receiving yards. With over 1,300 receiving yards, he was also fourth in touchdowns. He had 9 touchdowns last year, and that was in a pre-Tom Brady era. So now that the Bucks have Brady, there's a lot of renewed excitement around Chris Godwin and seeing what his connection is like with Tom Brady. And his cards have been going up and up as a result. And here on our screen, we're taking a look at his 2017 Prism Raw card. This is his Prism Silver Raw, because as a reminder, in 2017, all of the Prism rookie cards were silver cards. They didn't have base cards for the rookies in 2017. So this is kind of effectively his base rookie card in raw condition. It's had a nice upwards trajectory over the last few months, as you can see here. But in particular, what's been going on this last week? This card has just shot out of the cannon this last week. It went from a card that was somewhere in the neighborhood of around $30, over the course of the prior few weeks. And all of a sudden, it just shot out of a cannon. And it's all the way up at a last sale of close to $75. Now, you may say, well, that's a little strange. What happened? But these are all legitimate sales. If we go down to the detailed sales that we show here within the Market Movers data platform, these are all sales from buyers with good feedback ratings from different buyers. There's multiple sales per day of this card, several sales every single day. So each point on this graph actually represents the average of the sales of the card that day. So there's a lot of data here to go off of. This is not just a fluke sale or two that has caused this to happen. So why now? What is happening? Well, what is happening in general is we are seeing football cards heat up. Across the board, we're seeing price increases in football cards. And the reason why it's happening is because we're getting close to the season. And people are optimistic that we're going to have an NFL season as planned. Teams are starting to practice. And people think, okay, we're going to have a season. We're getting close to the season. The season's going to be a big deal this fall. A lot of people are going to be watching on television and following along. It's going to be a nice distraction from everything else happening in the world. So as a result, you're seeing a number of football cards go up, and Chris Godwin is leading the pack right now in terms of appreciation. All right, for number four, I talked about football cards being hot, but folks, the hottest sport right now is not what you would guess. It's not basketball, even though many of you probably are thinking basketball cards are number one because of the NBA playoffs starting right now. It's actually soccer. Soccer cards have been going wild over the last 90 days, over the last 30 days, and even over the last week. We're seeing incredible price increases across soccer. And just to show you what I'm talking about, every Monday I send to all of the members of our Sports Card Investor membership program a report showing how various key cards have trended over the last week. It's the same type of data that people can get out of the Market Movers data platform. And I want to show you just a snippet here on your screen of the soccer section of the report that I sent out yesterday. You can see it here on your screen. Look at all of that green. Look at all of that green. I mean, soccer cards are going absolutely wild. And so it's no surprise then that the number four player is from the world of soccer, Alphonso Davies. Now, if you're a hardcore soccer fan, you may know Alphonso Davies. If you're not, maybe you learned his name in the last week, because what happened in the last week is Bayern Munich. He by the way, is a star for Bayern Munich. He's a 19-year-old winger. And Bayern Munich had an incredible game last Tuesday where they beat FC Barcelona by the score of 8-2. And that's, you know, in the soccer world, I mean, that is like, you know, the equivalent of like dropping 63 on a, or maybe even more than that in a NFL game or something of that nature, right? So an 8-2 beatdown of FC Barcelona, nonetheless, a very esteemed, you know, soccer organization. In that game, Davies had an awesome play in the 63rd minute where he completely undressed a defender and then set up one of his teammates for a goal. This has caused excitement about this guy. Only being 19 years old, he's considered to be one of the rising stars within soccer, and his card prices are certainly now reflecting that. And let me call up his chart here. We're going to look at Alphonso Davies's 2018 Donruss card. So we're looking at his optic. Donruss optic is the pink line, and the Donruss base is the dark line at the bottom of the graph, and you can see both of them here. And so, like, let's look at this last week, because these cards, if you rewind a couple of weeks ago, your Donruss base was around $7 or so, somewhere oscillating between about $5 and $10, whereas the optic was in the neighborhood of somewhere between about $20 and $30. And then all of a sudden, you know, that great game against FC Barcelona happened, and then this happened. And so right now you're looking at about $50 for his optic in raw, and you're looking at about $30+, $30 to $35 for his base card in raw. So that's quite the escalation, particularly his Donruss base, which went, you know, was sub $10 and is now all of a sudden, you know, well over $30. By the way, great story there of the fact that within the sports card market, you can make money at any price level. You know, I know sometimes on this show, I talk about the, you know, PSA graded cards of stars that are selling for thousands of dollars. And yes, there's a lot of money to be made there, but there's also a lot of money to be made if you're just picking up raw cards for $5 and you watch that player have a great game, and those cards go to $30+ over the course of a week, which is exactly what happened here with Alphonso Davies. All right, we're now gonna shift our attention to the sport of baseball, which has also been dynamic in terms of players' prices going up and down. And let's talk about one of the guys who has seen his prices really go up over the course of the last week. Let's talk about the star outfielder for the Colorado Rockies, Charlie Blackmon. Now, you guys know Charlie Blackmon, of course, a well-proven baseball player. This guy is a 4-time All-Star, has won the Silver Slugger twice, won the 2017 batting title, and wow, has he started his season at an incredible pace. He is currently batting .446 through 21 games. He is batting .446. And just to give that a little bit of context, the highest batting average ever in the major leagues happened all the way back in 1894 by Hugh Duffy. He batted .440 for the season. So of course, .446 right now is an all-time record pace. Now, of course, it's only through 21 games, and we'll see how that carries. And of course, even if he lands there after the shortened season, there's going to be an asterisk by, you know, because of the fact that it is a shortened season. So we'll see how people look back historically on these record-breaking performances that might happen over the course of this shortened season. But regardless of what you think about the records, there is no denying the fact that Charlie Blackmon is having an absolutely incredible season, and people are all in on this guy, and his card prices absolutely prove it. Let's take a look at Charlie Blackmon's 2011 Topps Update card in PSA 10. This is a card that was not particularly expensive heading into the season. And in fact, even for, you know, the early part of the season, this card could have been for, you know, had for around $40. It can pretty consistently was selling somewhere in the neighborhood of about $40 to maybe upwards of about $50 over the course of the last few months. But then the season got underway, Charlie Blackmon got hot, and this card has now become a card that is $200+. There are sales of this card as high as $235 over the course of the last week. Certainly, he is a hot name. That's an incredible, by the way, what an incredible appreciation on that card. If we go down and I just want to look at the stats on that, that's $150 increase looking at the beginning of the period to the end of the period, a 300% increase in terms of the prices of this Charlie Blackmon 2011 Topps PSA 10 card. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. Also, what is amazing is what is happening in the sport of soccer. I know we've already talked about soccer once in this top five countdown. Is it possible we could have a second soccer card in our top five list? The answer is yes, because soccer is that hot right now that it deserves the number two spot on our list. And the guy who is coming in number two is Kevin De Bruyne. Kevin De Bruyne, his cards have been absolutely on fire. Now, you may know Kevin De Bruyne because he is a star of the Premier League. He's got some big name recognition to him. He's a 29-year-old who plays for Manchester City in the Premier League. And he was the player of the season this year. So, you know, De Bruyne had a wonderful season, was rewarded with that player of the season designation. 13 goals, so a good goal scoring effort on the season. But what was perhaps most impressive, 20 assists. And 20 assists actually set the all-time single season Premier League record. So it is no surprise that De Bruyne's cards have gone up as a result. And let's take a look at what they've done. So here we're going to look at his 2016 Prism Euro card. This is raw. This is a raw card. And by the way, you want to talk about price increases? This is a card that you could have had for as little as $4, as little as $1.56, as little as $9, even as we got back into the seasons, you know, the seasons resuming and all that type of thing. And this card is now all the way up at over $100, $106. The most recent sales of this card, $105, $106. Again, a card that was only a couple of bucks 90 days ago is now all the way over $100. You want to talk about some price escalation? That is some price escalation. What an absolutely amazing run by Kevin De Bruyne. His cards have been on fire. The soccer card market has been on fire. It has been exciting to see. But all of this cannot compare to the number one guy on our list. And fittingly, with the NBA playoffs now underway, we of course are giving the number one spot this week to Dame. Damian Lillard, who has been the player of the bubble without a doubt. In the eight play-in games, just the eight bubble games, right, to determine the playoff seeding, Damian Lillard averaged 44.2 points per game. Are you kidding me? He had 61 points in a game against the Mavs. He had five games where he scored at least 40 points. And it wasn't just scoring. He also averaged 8.8 assists per game as well. He literally willed Portland into the eighth seed in the playoffs, which was a spot that they were not likely to get. You know, Memphis had a strong hold on that spot, and the Pelicans were considered the biggest challenger to Memphis to get that eight seed. Portland, many people didn't think they had much of a shot. Statistically, they didn't have much of a shot, but here they are. There is one person who thought Portland had a great shot, and if you go back to the NBA resumption preview episode that we did here on Sports Card Investor a few weeks ago, I brought in my friend NBA Ari, and NBA Ari predicted very accurately that Portland was going to be hot in the bubble and was going to get that 8 seed. And that is exactly what happened. And Damian Lillard has been absolutely, his cards have been absolutely on fire as a result. As you can imagine, this is his 2012 Prism basketball card in PSA 10. This is his base rookie card from the iconic 2012 Prism set in PSA 10. And oh my goodness, look at that price escalation. This was a card that before the bubble got underway, you could have been buying this card for around $500 or $600. You know, a nice investment card at that price point. But then once he turned red hot, this card has reached all the way to $3,000. The most recent sales of this card have been in the neighborhood of about $2,760, with highs at over $3,000. So absolutely incredible price escalation over the course of just a few weeks. And we'll see what happens ahead, because now it is Dame versus LeBron and the Lakers. And what a series this is going to be. Can he put up those numbers against the Lakers? And if he does, where could his prices go from here? Is it possible that he could lead the show again next week with an incredible performance against the Lakers and these cards could push higher? I don't know. It's also possible that the Lakers could return to form and shut Portland down. Even though the Lakers have looked a little shaky in the bubble, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens in that series. But Dame is unquestionably our number one hottest card of the week. All right, everybody, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you love looking at these graphs and understanding price changes and learning more about where the sports card market is going to go and where investment opportunities may lie, then you're going to love the Sports Card Investor Membership Program and you're going to love my Market Movers data platform. And you can find out all about that by going to sportscardinvestor.com and clicking on the membership link in the main menu bar. All right, everybody, I'm out of here to go enjoy my last hours of vacation. I hope you are having an absolutely great week as well. Enjoy the NBA playoffs. Enjoy everything that is happening in the world of sports. And I'll see you back soon with my next episode. Take care.